This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
They want total, unlimited power over the people of the United States.
Get back now!
I challenge their authority.
No, get out!
Fighting for Idaho.
We've won.
It's not over.
We're here to make a statement. It's a free country. Remember that, government.
And we can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
Fighting for you.
I think it would be good to go down there.
We need the real story. We need it from a person that we trust and who will speak out the truth.
You know, you can't get anything from the press that's worthwhile anyway. I'd rather listen to you.
Idaho needs to hear from the Kevin Miller perspective.
Now from Southern Nevada, Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Maybe it's time to bring back the wagon train. Can you believe that? They're going to charge you $20 for using the overhead compartment for planes? My goodness, and traveling is such an adventure now. Heck, personally, nothing against cattle or horses. I think they have a better means of transportation than getting on the airplanes. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, Kevin Miller with you here. Once again at 580 KIDO, living the dream and giving you the other side of the story. And friends, no one in America is doing this. So we're either doing something right or just out of tune, out of touch when it comes to covering this situation. Oh, the story's moved on. Oh, Mr. Bundy's a racist. Oh, let's forget about it. But we don't forget in America. We don't forget in Idaho. And that's why we're here. I want to thank our friends MinutemanRx.com for stepping up to sponsor this program. If they couldn't do it, I'd be back in the studio going, I gotta get to Nevada. We've been there. We've had a chance to talk to Mr. Bundy. If you missed it, you can take a look at our podcasts, or you can check us out in the 8 o'clock hour. Coming up, we talked to Mr. Bundy's son, Eamon Bundy. He was the man that was tased not once, but four times by the BLM. Let's take a listen. Then I'd like to hear from you, your reaction at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com.
Hello, Kevin Miller with Eamon Bundy here at Bunkerville. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, we're from Idaho. What's the message that you want to send to the people specifically listening right now at 580 KIDO in Idaho?
Well, you guys have the same problem we have, and that is you need your states back. You need your state land back. I don't know the percentage. I could get it here in a few minutes. 62% of your state is controlled by federal government. And that basically means that the federal government, when you became a state, didn't keep their promise and turn the land back over to you. And just think what you could do with those lands. Just think of how your economy can be boosted. Just think of how your industries can be benefited. All those things that, can be yours if you basically just take what is yours, and that is the land.
You know, people listening at 580 KIDO, unfortunately, they've only been getting one side of the story. How did this happen?
As far as what side? I mean, I guess I haven't been following, so you're going to have to define that a little bit more.
Well, you know, the side about the Bundys not paying their taxes, that's what we've heard. The unfortunate comments. We've been threatened. This show's been threatened. Our management's been threatened just by coming down here to cover the story. That's the vitriol that's going on outside. So I guess we'll go back to it. How did we get to here with the BLM, the cowboys, and everything else?
First of all, do you feel threatened?
No.
Okay, good. I want to make sure that that's clear.
No, not at all.
Okay. I want to make sure that's clear, that there's absolutely no threat on our end. But how we got here, ultimately, when Nevada or Idaho become a state, the borders were defined, and there was a constitution that was submitted to Congress. And also, Idaho was had enough people to send enough delegates to become a state. Congress looks at it and says, hey, look, Idaho's got all their ducks in a row. They've got their borders defined. They got their constitution. They've got enough population in their delegates, and their constitution is a constitution of the republic. So they send it through legislation, and it passes that Idaho can be a state. Okay?
Sure. No, I'm with you, but I mean, how did we get to... You have the land, and all of a sudden, the BLM shows up. You've got the snipers, and you are the one that got the tasing treatment.
Well, what happened was is the Bureau of Land Management said that there was an endangered species about 19 years ago here called the desert tortoise. And so under the Endangered Species Act, they basically enforced that the ranchers had to leave the land, and or they were going to highly regulate them. So at that time, there was 53 ranchers in Clark County, and all of them went out of business or felt that it just wasn't worth it anymore. And my dad was the last man standing, the last rancher standing. They tried to prosecute him or tried to push the issue with him, but he, 19 years ago, no longer renewed the contract that they had to manage the land. So they didn't really know what to do with them, because that's the way they've been able to manipulate the ranchers, because if they sign a contract with them, then they can just yank them in the federal court and say, you violated the contract, and so on and so forth. But my dad never signed a contract. He fired the BLM, so they didn't know what to do with him. So we get several years later, they start running it through the courts. They actually lost a couple times. In fact, the courts ruled that the desert tortoise and the cattle can actually run together, and actually the desert tortoise does better when that happens. So there was some wins along the way. And then, to make a long story short, as of late, the BLM was not doing anything about it. So the environmental groups basically sued the BLM, saying how dare you let this rancher stay on his land and the grazing land. And so the BLM says, well, we got to do something about it. So they come in full force and says, we're going to remove you off the land. They bring over 200 armed agents surround the ranch, lock down the land, begin to abuse the people by force and by gunpoint. The people weren't going to put up with it. They weren't going to allow the federal government or any government to come in unchecked and abuse the people and steal the property of their citizen. So they stood up, took the cattle back, and run them out of the country. And that's pretty much how it happened.
I'm with you at 580KIDO, but you're leaving out something that happened to you that many people in Idaho and around the world saw. And for the point that we're here to get your story, how did you get tased, and can you take us through that?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's an interesting story, and I don't mind saying it, but I was just we the people. I was there with the people, and I was abused as a citizen. I want to make that clear. But basically what happened was they left the land mostly up in this area, and they had done it by helicopter, and we watched how they'd done it, and we also heard gunshots and different things. We knew that there was dead animals in this area. We knew that they had separated many cows from their calves, because this is our calving season. And so here this is going on, and we're starting to get quite a good group of people protesting. And then off comes off the mountain up here, and we're watching them come down off the mountain. There's 14 vehicles. 13 of them are armed agents, and they're escorting a dump truck pulling a backhoe. And we're sitting here going, what in the world are we going to do about this? You know, we need to protest this. We need to, express our First Amendment right that this is not acceptable. But what in the world's in the back of that dump truck? You know, so we go down there where they have to come onto the road from the dirt road into the pavement, and we start to protest. Well, they choose to stop and get out. Okay, actually get out. They start to confront us, tell us that this isn't the First Amendment right boxes that we're supposed to be in, and we start to protest back, and it gets, you know, back and forth, but it's pretty peaceful. I mean, it's calm. It's we're just telling them to get out of here, that they don't have rights to be here. We don't want them here. That type of stuff, just like good protesters do, right? So, and then one of the agents came up behind my Aunt Margaret. She's 57 years old. I think 57 or 59, but why don't we side on the 57 side? So she's 57 years old, and he comes literally behind her and hip checks her and just body slams her on the ground. Okay? And then everybody escalates to the point of, I mean, everybody's outraged. So we're pushing on these people, pushing on them, tell them to get out of here. And at that point is when they tased me. They tased me. I turn, and it, for me it was slow motion. My whole body was convulsing, but I was able to focus on my hand and actually rip them out. So then I turn and I go right back to the position I was in before, and they tase me again. And at that time, I might have reached for them, I'm not sure, but there was help at that time, and they were tearing them off me. Then I turn and they tase me again, and that they tore it off me again. And meanwhile, they're sicking their dog on me, and I'm kicking them and swinging at the dogs and so on and so forth. They also sicked a dog on a woman that was 4 months pregnant. And that's the type of stuff that was going on. So anyway, make a long story short, we end up pushing them back.
Hold on. What was going on in your mind? Did you think, am I still in America at this point when you're getting tased, your aunt's getting body slammed, and the pregnant woman's being attacked? That doesn't sound like America.
Yeah. However, I must conclude that they did the same thing to my brother on Sunday and actually took him in and stole his property and everything, broke his hand, beat him up. And then on Tuesday, they started to do it to a 16-year-old boy who just went off the road not even realizing what was going on. And we stopped that by the protest. So by this time, I had already wondered whether this was America. I mean, that thought had already gone through my head for, you know, several days. And I couldn't believe what was happening. I mean, if I could explain truly what happened to the people, snipers on the hill, guards all over the hill, wherever there was a big gap between guards, they had these high-tech cameras that pick up sound and infrared. I mean, it was amazing what was going on here. We were not in America. At least it felt that way. So that's what was going on in my head.
What do you say to the people that are very critical of your father? You're trying to get the story back on. That's why we're here. Again, people are critical of us because of the comments. You love your father. You defend him. He's a good man. What do you say to people that are skeptical?
Well, I say get educated on the matters. You'll see who's right, and you can make your own determination. If you really want to know about my dad, you're more than welcome to come down to the Bundy Ranch, and my dad will spend as much time with you as you ask, and you can find out yourself if he's a racist or what kind of person he is.
And finally, I was talking to Ryan the other day. He said that y'all don't live in fear. You're willing to sacrifice, and not just in words but in deeds. What do you say when you see the folks from New Hampshire and Arizona and California? Does that restore your faith in America?
Absolutely. This whole process and the people, how they've stood and supported, has restored my faith completely in the American people and in the American system. The power is truly in we the people, and we saw that on that Saturday when we joined together and we went and literally pushed the federal government out of this land and collected our personal property. That was all done by the power of the people.
Final point in this ADD society that we live in at 580 KIDO, how important is it that the Americans listening right now in Idaho and all over the world at 580KIDO.com keep you in their thoughts and their prayers, maybe come down? Because you might want, we all assume that if the attention wanes, the bad guys will come back.
Well, we do want people to come support us, and there is that aspect. But there's a lot of work where you stand. There's a lot of work where you live. And you need to get with your county commissioners. You need to get with your county sheriff. And you need to come up with plans to just get the land back into control of the people, in the control of the county, and in the control of the state, so that the people can determine what should happen to this land and what should happen to their industries and get back on their feet and be productive again.
There you go, our interview with Amon Bundy yesterday. And there he described being tased four times, his aunt who was body slammed, a pregnant woman that the dogs were sicked on. And this is not the talk of the black helicopters. This is not the talk of people that make this stuff up. This is actually documented here. And the troubling question, whether it's the critics of the Bundys or the critics of Kevin Miller, all they want to say is they're lawbreakers. Well, there are two sides to the story, and you've heard from the Bundy side. Now I'd like to hear from your side. 580-5436, kevin@kidoam.com. I'd like to hear from you on what you believe. And quite frankly, where were the cooler heads? Where were the adults in this? I could see somebody wanting to protect their ranch. And people say, well, the the lawbreakers and they're not paying their taxes. They've addressed those issues. But is it okay to tase somebody? Is it okay to slam somebody? A 57-year-old woman for doing what? Now, we have great first responders. We get spoiled in the Treasure Valley. Because more often than not, and I say this again at 580KIDO, more often than not, our folks use incredible restraint. You have to use restraint to be a police officer. Heck, in these days, to be a soldier with the ridiculous rules of engagement. However, no matter how hot the rhetoric gets, I don't believe you slam someone or you tase someone unless your life is threatened, right? I'd like to hear from you next. 580-5436. Let's get you to work.
In the name of protecting an endangered tortoise in the region, the feds kicked Cliven Bundy off public land his family's used for cattle grazing for generations.
They want unlimited power over the people of the United States.
Kittleany was a cowboy down to the coast.
I challenged their authority.
He just wanted his ranch and he wanted no.
And their policing power and their arresting power.
I never ever dreamed he'd be starting no.
Our freedoms are on the edge of being taken away from us.
Storm over the
lines have been drawn in the sand. It's the battle for the West. Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. Thank you to the folks in Star, Idaho. Let's go to Jim in Middleton. Jim, sorry about not getting you before. Thank you for your patience. You're on 580 KIDO.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, the question I wanted to ask you was to get your perspective. I mean, it's making a comment from this end. I certainly don't have the frame of reference that you do, and I hear television and some radio on what's going on, what have you. But in your own words, I mean, what are you exactly seeing? Are we being misled by the Bundys or by the opponents of the Bundys? And in general, just what's your take on it? And I'll just take your answer on the air, if that's okay.
Oh, that's okay, Jim.
Okay. Anyway, give it to us like you see it, Kevin. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. I would say this, that if you're uncomfortable with people openly carrying, then this isn't your place. But if you trust your fellow Americans, if you trust people carrying an AR-15 or a 357 Magnum or a Glock or what have you, or a shotgun or whatever, then there's no big deal. I think, unfortunately, Mr. Bundy's comments has derailed a lot of people from the issue, and they're trying to get it back on. But, you know, you get a feeling when you talk to people, and I don't know if it came across on the air, but you look at the Bundys, and they just want a ranch. I mean, that's my impression, and I'll give it to you more in a minute. But I do want to get to a lot of folks that have been very patient. Let's go to Christy at 580KIDO, and all opinions are welcome. Christy, good morning.
So, Kevin, you know, we can sit here and debate, and I'm very conservative, so I don't want to be hung up on, to be too liberal here.
No, I can't. Hold on. I can't hang up on you because I don't have access to the phone.
So we can sit here and debate whether or not it should be under state control or federal control of the land. Okay, we can debate all we want, but the bottom line is, as of it stands now, with the BLM involved, I would assume it's federal land because it's a federal agency. So with that being said, I don't know of any other rancher in the United States that can use federal land for that long of a period of time and not pay grazing rights. You know, that's like me, you know, like say you have land, Kevin, and I've got animals, and I pay to lease your land. If I don't pay you, sooner or later you're going to say, Chrissy, get your animals off my land because this is not your land. You're paying to use my land, and you're not paying me. So from that standpoint, that's kind of where I'm at. I don't believe that they should use force, so I'm not a proponent of that. But let's get down to the root of the issue here. Who else would have been allowed to do that, Kevin? If you want a ranch, then go get your private land and ranch like everyone else. But, I mean, was he profiting from this? Was he selling his animals for meat? I mean, what was he doing with his animals?
Well, I'm sure he's raising them for meat, yes.
So how is that fair not to pay for the land that you're ranching your animals on like everybody else has to, and you're profiting off of it? I'm just trying to give you another angle on this.
And Christy, I'm not going to, it's welcome. I think, you know, we're here to get your opinion. We're here to give you the Bundy side, the people that are here that feel very passionate, but your opinion is just as welcome as anybody else's. And I think that opens up further discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christy. We appreciate it. And look, I think that's a valid debate to have. The Bundys would argue, as you heard Jerry earlier at 580KIDO, or you heard Eamon Bundy moments ago, that this has been in dispute for 25 years. And the BLM, I have talked to outside sources in the state of Nevada, has all of a sudden raised the grazing fees as well. But again, Christy, don't feel intimidated to call in. Look, I'm a big red tomato. Let's go to Solar Jim in Boise at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Solar Jim.
Well, hello, Kevin, and thanks for making the trip to Nevada. Hey, I just wanted to throw out the idea that, you know, the way the federal government in general has been acting over the last, many years is that they basically have absolute control over us. Whatever law they pass, we're supposed to just kowtow to them. And that's called, if I'm not mistaken, an oligarchy, absolute rule by a few. And the few are the, 545 chaps that make up the federal government. And the bottom line is it's time to do what Clinton did with the welfare system, and that is to block grant from the federal government to the states, the BLM. Then the states absolutely determine, like they do with welfare, who gets welfare, who doesn't. Then the states determine what the quote-unquote their branch, if you will, of the BLM can do.
Solar Jim, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
A great point. We go to Tom Munns at 580KIDO. TomMunns.com with Kevin Miller in the morning. And Tom, talking to these folks, remind me a lot of you.
This is killing me, Kevin. It's killing me. I wanted to be out with you, man. I really did, but anyway. First of all, the lady that called, I appreciate her calling. It's nice to be able to have dialogue. Sometimes when we get dialogue from people of the more progressive stature, they go right to name-calling and the rest of it. So I thought it was great. A couple comments I wanted to make. Rights don't come from government. Rights come from a creator. But the problem is the progressive side doesn't understand that. The federal government was created by the states. The federal government, without money from the states, from the taxpayers, has nothing. And they have no way to enforce anything. Groups like the BLM and the EPA and all of that stuff have been unconstitutionally implemented because there is no enumerated power in the federal constitution to establish these. I don't hear that very much. We're always talking about states and we're talking about this. We need to go to the core of the issue here. And this is, and the fact is that the EPA, the BLM, the rest of them don't have authority. The other thing is, nothing in the Constitution allows the BLM to have law enforcement capability. The other thing to remember about our founding fathers is that there were two dangers to the fall of American liberty. One was a long-standing army, and the other one was a large national treasury. The reason why the danger was of a long-standing army was because the army could be used against its own people. The army was originally supposed to be only when called upon because the people were armed, and the federal government paid for the ammo and the guns that the people owned themselves. This country is upside down and sideways on its head, and it's killing me, Kevin. We need to understand these principles. They're absolutely crucial to the restoration and liberty. And if we're fighting about whether a desert turtle should exist or what is fair, what people have done before, it's years of apathy that have forced people to be able to leave their property.
We're not even supposed to be paying taxes to the federal government. It's the state's job to do it. But we don't know that. And so we can only take back the liberties that we begin to learn to re-understand and to re-implement. And so
Tom
I
Munns,
encourage everybody to understand Tom, it, learn it all.
Tom Munns, great point. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
News.
Policing power and their arresting power. I say that power belongs within the state and within the county.
Well, I'll walk back down.
We've won. We've won, and you know what? The United States of America is a safer, more wonderful place today, right now.
It's the battle for the West. Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with you as we roll along here. And coming up, we're going to talk to a young lady who's from the Las Vegas Tea Party, who every weekend drives over 2.5 hours to come up here and support the militia outside the Bundy Ranch, and believes that her freedoms are in jeopardy even as we speak.
We continue on here. Talk a little bit about who you are and why you're here.
My name is April Minhadas. I'm from Vegas, and the reason why I'm here is to continue to show support for, which is the movement to get our constitutional rights back and to take back our country and our land, our rights from the federal government that's obviously turned very tyrannical.
A lot of people, it's funny, in Boise, Idaho at 580 KIDO are saying that they have the perception that, you know, this is a military thing going on here. You've asked me to shed some light on what's really happening here.
Well, I mean, there's people here that if need be, just like anybody else, you know, can defend themselves. But we're here to show support with our families, our friends. We're camping out next to the river. We're having entertainment. And it's just like a big, huge family reunion. So this whole thing about just being a militant thing, that's totally not what we're trying to do.
Well, you do have people, you know, running patrols or shooting and such. What about people that don't understand how important this is, that may read the national press and say, oh, those people out there, you're here. Please shed some light on what's really happening.
Well, this was just a catalyst to make, to start getting people to realize what they've been indoctrinated, which is, you know, this land belongs to the federal government, and he didn't pay his fees, so therefore he, you know, let's go ahead and take the cattle. No, there are so many layers to this, and if you just get down to the basics, it's about the Constitution. And this just happened to be something that was a catalyst to get people to wake up and realize the truth. And so that's basically what we're all about.
Why do you feel as a mother, as a person that lives in Las Vegas, you have your family, why do you feel that instead of, I don't know, going to the Strip or going to the water parks, that you're out here camping out?
Because what are we going to leave for my children and my grandchildren if they're being indoctrinated to think that we're a free country when, in fact, we're not? We're actually being controlled by big banks and corporate interests, and they're merged together, and it's all about control. So I can't sleep at night knowing that I'm not out here doing something to fight for my children and grandchildren's freedoms.
Because without freedom, there would be no Strip, no water.
All right, well, one person at a time. I'd love to talk to everybody here at 580KIDO. I just kind of lost my train of thought there, but people here are very passionate. Tell us about the first time you were out here, ma'am.
Well, I came out here just to protest initially. Got an email from Ms. Carol Bundy Friday afternoon saying we need everybody out here at 8 a.m. to show their support. All right, so come Saturday morning at 8 a.m. we were here protesting. We got word that the sheriff was coming. Then we got the word that the BLM was ceasing and desisting operations, and they were pulling out. And then the time limit of the hour came and went of disarming the feds. Of course, the sheriff didn't do anything about it, didn't say anything about it, and we didn't hear anything back. So ultimately, we as the people decided, you know what, if the sheriff isn't going to come back and do what he needs to do, or at least give us an answer or something, let's just go get the cattle. So I didn't come here, had no idea that that's ultimately what was going to happen, because it was just literally a second that we just said, you know what, we're obviously being played for fools, let's go get the cattle.
What emotionally, what was that day like?
When they said, let's go get the cattle, it was like cockroaches scrambling, all jumping in our cars and running to the I-15, shocked that we saw Metro set up all along the side of the freeway. Evidently, they were expecting us to be there, or I'm not even sure how, because like I said, it was a moment's notice that we just decided to go do that. And then once we got down to the bottom and saw the guns pointed at us, we got on our knees and prayed. After that, we were able to get the courage, and we just slowly inched our way up there, and it was just, it was a life-changing moment, and I'll never regret it, and I'd do it all over again.
At 580 KIDO, if you could take us through that, though. Again, most of us see that in movies, and it's tough to give it justice that you're on your knees with guns pointed at you.
Well, we turned the corner, we saw the guns pointed at us, and we actually stood back slightly out of their line of sight and stopped right there. And Ammon said, you know, let's go ahead and have a prayer. Let's get on our knees. We did. And we stood up after we had that prayer and said, okay, let's find the courage. Let's wait here for a couple minutes and let's find the courage to go ahead and face them. So we stood, went back around the corner looking at them. They were yelling at us with through their intercom system, saying that we are in violation of the court order, that we needed to disperse. And we essentially just stood our ground until the cowboys came. And then once the cowboys came, we all just lined up and in line and just started slowly inching our way forward.
Now, you're a Western, and you remember the old Westerns. Most of us have seen that video. Again, what was it like when the cowboys came?
As a little girl, my family is originally from southeastern Idaho, Malad, Stone, Idaho, Pocatello. And I remember every year we would go to the rodeo and seeing those cowboys ride up with those flags in their hands. It was literally like we were seeing the Pledge of Allegiance, singing the Star Spangled Banner, flags in hand, marching for our freedom.
What do you expect the outcome to be? And do you think that people are just trying to wait you guys out?
Oh, I definitely think they're trying to wait us out, which is why we need more people to come out here. And, I mean, here's a place you can go camping, you can go play in the river. It's like a huge fun reunion, and hopefully this will be, like I was saying, the catalyst to get people to open their eyes that what I was taught, I'm almost 40 years old, what I was taught is wrong. What I was taught about the Constitution, about the Bill of Rights, that there are privileges given to you by government, no, it's inherent by God. And it's so vital that people realize that and realize they've been duped by our government, this public school system, by just everything. There's so many laws out there that are unjust. And you have the obligation and the duty to not comply with laws that are unconstitutional.
What would you like to say to people in Idaho?
Come on down, please. And, you know, Idaho obviously is a lot of like-minded people. You know, living in the country, I'm sure there's a lot of ranchers and farmers, people of land out there that have had to deal with perhaps the EPA, BLM, whatever form of agencies with the federal government. And we need your help. And, you know, if we can get this, this could be the thing that we could finally turn it back and help other ranchers and other property owners around the country to finally roll this back.
And there you have it, the young lady from the Las Vegas Tea Party. I'd like to hear from you next, 580-5436. You're listening to Kevin Miller live from Southern Nevada. Our coverage of the BLM versus the Bundys versus the BLM continues. First traffic at 580.
Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Let's go to your phone calls at 580 KIDO. Patriot Ray, thank you for your patience. Good morning.
Thank you. Hey, Kevin, we really appreciate what Minuteman RX is doing to support you down there. And we really appreciate your being there. You know, Christy has a little bit wrong. The federal government is not supposed to own land or control land. It's supposed to be the people that have that. So the Bundys are right. And if you recall, we had a little problem with the BLM here at Lake Lowell in the Caldwell area, when they were going to close off the road because they perceived the dam as a threat by Al-Qaeda or somebody, because they might blow up the dam and create all this problem when there's nothing but dry land behind it. So it's kind of a crazy situation. But we just need to keep fighting the fight. Glad you're there. I wish I could have been there with you. You're an awesome individual, Kevin, and we appreciate the challenges you're taking on. it's good to hear the truth once in a while instead of just this pablum we keep getting fed. So thank you very much for doing what you're doing.
All right, Patriot Ray, thank you. We'll see you Saturday. Quickly to Lori at 580KIDO. Good morning, Lori.
Hello. The woman that called in, she wasn't paying attention to what they were saying as far as they paid their one-time fee. They were granted permanent rights to that grazing land. At least that's what they've seen, what they're saying. And later on, the BLM came in and tried to take jurisdiction, tried to make them sign a contract. They refused to do it. So they're saying they're not really under the jurisdiction of the BLM. And I'm just concerned that right now we have elections coming up, and we need to look at people that are going to stand up for the land of Idaho, the rights of Idaho, as opposed to the federal government. And that's why I'm opposed to Governor Otter. I'm supporting Fulcher. And
all right,
I'm
Lori, thank you for the call. Quickly to traffic at 580KIDO. We talk to Cliven Bundy next. 580KIDO. Good morning.
Serving Meridian.